Close to home producer Grant Fraser explores historic sites and cultural events throughout northern Minnesota. He's going to be exploring a roller rink, one of the only roller rinks in, actually the only roller rink in northern Minnesota. There is one in Superior, Wisconsin. He's going to take a look at that, and you can also see photos of it if you go to our Facebook page. Find a link at kaxe.org. It's close to home.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart.
When you mention skating in northern Minnesota, most people think of a frozen lake or an ice rink and the thin steel blade of an ice skate. But roller skating is still an option in a few communities, and Grand Rapids is one of those. It's home to the Playmore Roller Rink, which is located on the eastern edge of town on Highway 169. If you're not looking closely, you could go by without realizing it, as it's set back a bit from the roadway. I stopped in for a visit on a recent Saturday afternoon. The music was playing, and it took a few seconds for my eyes to adjust to the low lighting. There were somewhere between 2 and 3 dozen people there, mostly families. Some were skating, others were seated at tables which surrounded the rink. It brought back memories for me. I skated here a few times in the late 60s, coming down from Big Fork for an evening of fun with friends. The rink had not changed nearly as much as I had over the years. Glenn Laspina has owned the Playmore Roller Rink for 32 years. He bought it from the original owners.
The couple that built it, Ann and Lloyd Gothier, built that. They started building it in 1949, and they opened it up June 17th, 1950.
And has it been in operation continually since then?
It's been a roller rink ever since they opened it, yes.
What prompted you to buy a roller rink? I'm assuming you don't just wake up one morning.
Well, when my kids were young, we took them skating to the roller rink in McGregor, and that's about 30 miles away. And I worked here in town at Blandon Paper Company, and I thought it would kind of be neat to do that closer to home. So I started thinking about maybe building one, and then this came for sale, and I just bought it.
Tell me a little about the building itself. I know it's been there for a long time. How big?
The main skating floor, it's 100 feet long, but the skating surface is 66 feet wide, with a addition on the front that's 20 feet deep and 40 feet wide.
Does it take a lot to keep it maintained?
There is a lot of maintenance on it, and I've done a lot. It's hard to tell I've done a lot because there's so much that needed to be done. You know, it was built in 49, and things hadn't changed hardly any until I bought it, and I did a lot of things you can't see. I insulated it. You know, I took all the walls down and put new sheetrock and paneling on the inside. And then about 3 years ago, put a brand new roof on it. Did a few other things inside, but there's a lot more that could be done.
What was the business like when you bought it?
I mean, it was kind busy. It was packed every day, partner. Shortly after I bought it, we had all clamp-on skates when I bought it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We invested in all brand new shoe skates. I mean, some of the days there was not enough skates, and we had some extras. We had to dig those out of the boxes when we'd have some of the schools, because we had a lot of schools come in.
Talking about the skates a little bit, I got to imagine that's a pretty fair investment just in the skates themselves.
Well, when I bought the skates back then, it was about $14,000. Right now, they average about $145 a pair to buy new ones.
Is there a lot of maintenance on the skates themselves?
No, the skates I bought were pretty good skates. So, I mean, once in a while, you had to change a bearing or a stopper or something like that. They're the original skates from, I think I bought them about a year after I bought it.
One thing that surprised me, I guess, and maybe it was just my memory was faulty, or maybe the equipment has changed. I always remember the skates themselves being noisier.
The old skates had a hard wheel, and the original ones had a maple wheel. A wheel was made out of maple.
Yeah, that's kind of what
hard
I remember.
Hard maple, and that's why they were noisier.
Okay.
These here are a polyurethane wheel. They're soft. They grab the floor a little more, where the old skates, they'd slide a lot on the floor.
I guess when I came in and I was thinking the last time I had been in one, I remember just the sound of the skates.
That's been quite a while back, man.
Yeah, it has.
That's why these things are going out of business. You guys don't go skating anymore.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Glenn Laspina, the owner of the Playmore Roller Rink in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
So what's your background in skating? I know I saw you out. You're still, I saw you out.
Well, when I was a kid, we skated on the ice. My mother was from the East Coast, and they were into figure skating a lot. Whenever we had a chance to shovel off a pond or a ditch that was flooded, that's where we skated. I never roller skated until I was 35.
Oh, really?
But I wasn't going to let my kids have all the fun, so I'd get out with them and skate, too.
How similar roller skating and ice skating? Are they similar or different?
It's a little bit different. You got to have the balance. With ice skates, you got one blade. Same with a roller blade, they're similar. Yep. Then you get on these quad skates. They got four wheels on each skates. It's a little bit different. You have to learn how to pick your feet up and set them down the right way.
I believe I saw somebody in with inline skates or the roller blades. You allow
that? Sure. I allow roller blades if I approve them, and I usually tape the stoppers on the back because they'll leave black marks on my floor.
At one time, you could find roller rinks in many northern Minnesota towns. Duluth, McGregor, Willow River, Bemidji, and many other smaller towns had rinks. Brainerd had three. But that's all changed in recent years.
I travel around northern Minnesota a lot, and I don't see a lot of them.
This is the only one left up in this country.
Okay.
The next closest one that I know of is Superior, Wisconsin. And then I think Princeton has one. And then there's a few in the cities yet. There was a lot of them around in the early days when I bought this one.
On a typical night at the rink, you'll see many families and younger people going round and round, as the song says. But scattered throughout the evening, there are some more formal activities, starting with the hokey pokey. You remember that. You put your left foot in, you take your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. That's what the hokey pokey's all about. Then there may be a pom-pom skate. It's kind of a form of tag with pom-poms. And the night finishes with the limbo. How low can you go? Besides the fun, there are prizes for the winners.
What's your favorite memory of your years there? What do you
want? When my kids were young, I had all my kids there. They all learned how to skate. We all skated together, and I made them work there and learn how to socialize and learn how to do things like serving people.
What are the hours you're open now?
Right now, we're open Friday evenings, 6:30 till 8:30, and 8:30 till 10:30. We have two sessions, and then Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Okay.
And then when anybody wants a private party, like a youth group or a school, and we have quite a few of those that come in yet. You know, you can come in there and still have fun. The ones that do come in have fun. Just wish more people would try to use it, you know, because they're going away, and when they go away, they probably will never come back.
Once common, have all but disappeared. Is there something in your town that may be on the verge of extinction that you'd like to see continue? For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
That is Melanie taking us back to our roller rink memories. We heard about Playmore Roller Rink in Grand Rapids. Still open.
Still open, Fridays and Saturdays.